ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनाववतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते, येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्रियोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ल्याम् अष्टमोऽनुवाक सम्बन्धि भाष्यम्। We have seen the commentary on the 8th section is over, but Bhagavad Pada, taking that Upasankramana Shruti, he wanted to really refute the Jnana Karma Samuchaya Vadi. If Jnanam and Karma had been combined as a means of attainment of moksha, a person holds on to that view, then what all the confusions will be there. That's what he has been showing this. Once I complete it, then I'm going to send you point by point. I will do so, definitely I'll send it. But now, the argument continues here. What is that? What really causes the fear? He picked up there and was saying, finally, we saw in the last class, fear is caused by punya papam. Fear, remember that point where we left? If we go back, we'll be spending all our whole time in discussing the previous lessons. No, I come to the latest part. Purapakshi said, when Acharya said, when Nadvaiti says, Ishwaraha Anyaha Atmanaha, let me read the part. Ishwaraha Atmanaha Anyaha, Karyam Cha Anyat. What does it mean? Ishwara is other than the self, separate from the self, and Karyam, the universe, also is other than the self, which means I am an individual different from Ishwara, different from the universe. Which is here the Purapakshi sees, the Purapakshi means any Ajnani, in Ajnani's view, the individual is different from the Jagat and also Ishwara. Ishwaraha Anyaha Atmanaha Karyam Cha Anyat. Universe is different from me and Ishwara is also different from me. I am different from Ishwara and the universe. Anyat tesham bhaya anivrittihi. So yesham kesham bhaya anivrittihi. Anivrittihi, non-removal, non-elimination of fear is there for those people for whom the Ishwara is other than the self, universe is other than the self. Yesham Ishwaraha Anyaha Atmanaha Karyam Cha Anyat Tesham Bhaya Anivrittihi. So what does it mean? Then Kesham Bhaya Nivrittihi, then for whom fear becomes eliminated? Fear becomes eliminated means what? Fear becomes resolved. Nothing is eliminated here, really speaking. Fear becomes resolved for those people in whose vision there is no universe which is other than oneself. There is no Ishvara other than oneself. People who have understood the essential oneness of the individual, the total, and the Lord. So, Jiva Jagad Ishvara Swarupa Aikya Jnanam Yesham Asti Tesham Bhaya Nivrittihi. So, fear is resolved only for the person who has the vision of the oneness of the reality of all the three. Which means there is no individual, when you say that, there is no individual at all, absolutely. Individuality is only relative, which is mithya. Even again, oh, universe is there. Of course, universe is there. The universe is real. Universe is also as though. There is Ishvara. Yes, Ishvara is also temporary qualification attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the nowhere known duality. Okay, from the standpoint of the nowhere known world of duality, Ishvara is a temporary qualification attributed to the absolute reality. So Ishvara is not unreal. Please understand, Ishvara qualification is not real. Universe is not real. Individuality is not real. Absolutely, what is there is only one truth, which is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole, which is Brahman, which is recognizable as the truth of the individual. Therefore, it is also implied by the term Atma. That's all. So, Bhaya Anivrittihi. Bhayasya Anya Nimittatvat. And he makes it very clear, Acharya makes it very clear. Bhayasya Anya Nimittatvam Asti. The fear itself is caused by seeing another thing. Seeing a thing other than oneself. Amazing. There is no second thing other than the Atma. Absolutely. I'm not saying relatively, okay? Absolutely. If once you arrive at the truth, the standpoint of the truth, absolutely there's no second thing. Seeing a second thing is the cause of the fear. So he says, Bhayasya Anyanimittatvat, the phenomenon called fear itself exists. Okay? Because of seeing a second thing. If a person has a clear vision of the truth, from the standpoint of the truth, he does not see a second thing, there's no need for the fear to be there. Satahacha Anyasya Atmahana Anupapattihi. Again, anything which is there, really, anything which is there, it's not possible for anything to have self-destruction also. Nacha asataha atmalabaha. So that which does not exist, cannot originate, come into exist. That which is really there cannot destroy itself. By saying it is what we saw last class. So what he means is the fear, if the phenomenon called fear is resolved for good, there is freedom from the hold of fear, is freedom from unhappiness, freedom from bondage, samsara. That's real freedom. Then Purupakshi said, it was still, this is what we saw last class, correct? He said, okay, you say seeing a second thing other than oneself is a cause of the fear. Bhayasya Anya Nimittatvam Asti means what? Fear has the status of being caused by a second thing. The sense what? You see a second thing. Your person has to see a second. Seeing a second thing means seeing the duality to be real. Seeing a second thing means seeing the world of duality to be real. The world is real, individuality is real, plurality is real. What is seeing second thing? That's why fear is there. But he says, Purupakshi says, no. Sapekshasya anyasya bhayahetuttvam asti. So here, again, Purupakshi's statement is not very explicit, very clear. What he says is, it is the பயஹேத்துவம் இஸ் வாட் அந்யஸ்ய சாபேக்ஷஸ்ய. ஹி மீன்ஸ் த காஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஃபியர் இஸ் புண்ணிய பாபம். வாட் இஸ் இட் வாட் வாஸ் வாட் டஸ் ஹி மீன் பை தட்? புண்ணிய பாபம் இஸ் ஆர்டைன்ட் பை பகவான். Because Bhagavan, when you say Bhagavan or Ishwara, is said to be Ishwara as an order. Ishwara is in the form of the order. So Ishwara in the form of order determines the results of actions. Of course, everything is relative. Punyam is relative, Pavam is relative. Ishwara, even status is relative. Order is relative. Everything is relative. Nothing is unreal, nothing is real also. So relatively, there is order. Relatively, there is Ishwara. Relatively, Punya Papas are ordained by Ishwara in keeping with the karma. Karma is relative. Doership is relative. Enjoyership is relative. Everything is relative. Relatively, there is everything. And everything is relatively real is mistaken to be absolutely real because we do not know what is absolutely real. Therefore, relatively, he says, Punya Papam causes the fear. Punya Papams are ordained by, Punya Papams are results of actions which are determined by Bhagavan in the name of order. Therefore, fear is directly, fear is caused by Punya Papam. Indirectly, Bhagavan, the invisible Bhagavan is the indirect cause of the fear. Then Shankaracharya says, Na tasyapi tulyatvat. Tulyatvam means what? It's also similar. How duality is, when you say duality is not real, and punyavam is also not real. Anything which is not real cannot be the source of fear, cannot cause of fear. The jagat is not a source of fear. Duality is not a source of fear. Nor is atma the source of fear. Let me give an example. The rope is there. The real rope, of course, is not a cause of fear. And with the rope, there's ignorance of the rope. Ignorance of the rope being the rope. Ignorance of the rope being the rope is the root cause of the fear. Because ignorance results in erroneous perception of the rope as a snake. Does a snake cause fear? Can snake cause fear? Really speaking, the snake is not even there. The non-existent snake cannot cause the fear. Because non-existent thing cannot cause fear. A non-existent thing cannot be destroyed also. Therefore, what caused the fear is the erroneous perception. Therefore, here the tulyatva means mithya, the mithya world of duality cannot be, cannot cause fear. It is not really there. What is not really there cannot cause fear. The same way, punya papam also, only relative. Absolutely, it is not there. So, it cannot cause fear. And he says, we saw all the this portion, we already read it actually. We come to this point. Ekatva pakshe punaha sanimittasya samsarasya avidya kalpitatva tadoshaha தைமிரிக்க திருஷ்டஸ்ய ஹி த்வித்திய சந்திரஸ்ய ந ஆத்மலாபா நாஷோவா அஸ்தி. This also we have seen. Okay. What he says, the second moon seen by, we have covered a lot of portions here. The last sentence I left was this. தைமிரிக்க திருஷ்டா த்வித்திய சந்திரா. The second moon, which is seen by a person whose vision has which vision is distorted by his cataract problem, isn't it? So that Dvitiya Chandra, which is really not there. Second moon is really not there. So that which is really not there, na atmalabaha, it cannot create itself. Na shahava asti, second moon, it is not, there's no destruction of a second moon. Means second moon cannot be destroyed, need not be destroyed, because it is really not there. Nor can it come to exist, nor can it originate by itself. Because it is, such a moon is not there. What is not there cannot come into existence. What is not there need not be destroyed, cannot be destroyed also. But still second moon is experienced. Why? Because of the problem in the eye. It is the problem in the eye, the distortion, the cataract in the eye causes the perception of the second moon. Such a second moon, which is not really there, it cannot come into existence by itself, nor can it be destroyed. In the same way, what he wants to say is, fear is caused by what? Ignorance, actually. It is ignorance which results in erroneous perception, which causes the fear. So all that we need is what? Only ignorance has to be resolved. For resolving ignorance, you need only jnanam. It does not need to be combined with the karma. That is what Nadvaiti wants to say. Okay, but here Purupakshi comes. The new lesson comes here, okay? Vidya vidyayoho tadharmatvam. Now here, I remember still, Puja Swamiji is very, very interesting, okay? Somebody is drowning in the ocean, imagine. Somebody is drowning in the ocean or river. When he is drowning, and then he is sinking in the water, he is desperate somehow to get out of the water. When he is so desperate, he knows, he is very sure he is drowning. When the person is drowning, he has to catch something, he has to get hold of something somehow to come to the seashore, isn't it? He has to escape from him. Let him be, he doesn't know what to hold on to. Once a person does not accept Vedanta Shastra as the Pramanam, situation will be like that. Now, somehow he knows he is failing, this Purapakshi. Whatever he says, and he how illogical his views are, that are proved. So now he has to hold on to something. Therefore, like that, now Purapakshi says, okay, ignorance is there. Okay, now he comes to the point. Let me accept. Yes, ignorance is the cause of fear. Ignorance causes the ignorance alone gives you erroneous perception of duality to be the reality. Because of ignorance of the non-dual reality, there is erroneous perception of the duality as the reality. Once duality, they results in what? The fear. Seeing the second thing is the cause of the fear. Therefore, he says, so it means, where is this ignorance then? You say ignorance is. You look at the point. Ajnanam asti. The non-existent ignorance cannot cause fear. Of course, ignorance is there. Ignorance alone, what now? Look at this. Very interesting. Huh? Ignorance is there. Ignorance alone causes the erroneous perception. Erroneous perception results in experience of fear. What is erroneous perception? The world is real. World of duality is real. There is second thing other than me. There is Ishvara who is other than me. There is Jagat which is other than me. I am individual here. It is this erroneous perception. Okay? And this is real. Because I am experiencing this. When a person mistakes what is not real to be real and sees the reality to be real, sees second thing other than oneself, therefore the person is subject to fear. Okay, now he has to accept. Okay, yes, there is ajnanam. Now he is asking, he forgets about all those things. If ignorance is there, where does this ignorance exist? And there's also knowledge, which means ignorance cannot exist outside of the reality. So he takes ignorance, that means ignorance must be the attribute of the Atma, Brahman. First, he was saying action is an attribute. Now he says what? First, Atma is the doer. Initially he was saying. Now he says ignorance is an attribute of Brahman. But there's also knowledge. It's not total ignorance, is not there. What about this knowledge? There's partial knowledge, partial ignorance. In total ignorance, there's no samsara. In total ignorance cannot cause any fear. There's partial ignorance and partial knowledge. Therefore, this partial ignorance also must have its locus. Knowledge also must have its locus. Where does knowledge exist? Where does the ignorance exist? Therefore, these two must be attributes of Atma Brahman. So he says, Vidya Vidyayoho Tad Dharmatvam. One sentence will not convey anything to you. Vidya Vidyayoho Tad Dharmatvam. What does it mean? Vidya and Avidya, knowledge and ignorance, have the status of being the attributes of that Brahman, the Atma. Tad dharmatasya brahmanaha dharmatvam asti. So, vidya vidyayoho tad dharmatvam, vidya and avidya have the status of being the attributes of that Brahman. So, what is knowledge? An attribute of Brahman, Brahmatma. What is ignorance? It's not an attribute of Brahmatma. What have you understood? Brahman is of the nature of attributelessness. Nirgunam Brahma, Nirvisesham Brahma, Nirupadhikam Brahma. Brahmatma is abstract reality, free from all upadhis, free from all attributes, free from specific features, because formless, all pervasive, indivisible, undivided, all you understood like a space. But now he has what now? Ignorance and knowledge are attributes, of Brahmatma. Now we have to understand, especially during Navaratri time, understanding ignorance and knowledge is understanding Devi. You know, knowledge and ignorance. What is knowledge and ignorance? Devi. Okay, so he says, na. Before I go to the point, na, Shana says, no, knowledge is not an attribute of Brahmatma. Ignorance also is not an attribute of Brahmatma. Na means no. Knowledge and ignorance are not the attributes. Tad dharmatvam nasti. Vidya vidyayoho tad dharmatvam nasti means what? Knowledge and ignorance do not have the status of being the attributes of Brahman, which means they are not the attributes. Brahman is absolutely of the nature of attributelessness. But what is it then? He says, why, Shankaracharya says, why they are not the attributes of Brahman? Because they are objects of Brahman. Pratyakshatvat. Knowledge and ignorance, okay, have the status of being perceptible directly. The pratyakshatvam asti. Pratyakshatvam means what? Knowledge has the status of being perceptible directly. Ignorance also has the status of being perceptible directly. I mean, it's objects of knowledge. Because Sakshi Pratyaksham. See, without knowledge shines, ignorance shines. Knowledge is also known, ignorance is also known. Please understand, knowledge is object of knowledge. Ignorance also is object of knowledge. So there's an absolute knower. Okay? Brahmatma is not the knower. The standpoint of anything known, there's no knower other than the Brahmatma. We should remember very well. Because knowing is just Swarupam. So by its mere presence, it knows. And ignorance and knowledge are known directly. Which means, available for, they shine in the presence of the Atma. Therefore, Pratyakshatvam asti. Pratyakshatvat means what? Knowledge and of ignorance. Both have the status of being the objects of knowledge. The direct perception. Let me tell you. This I told you many times. Now, even in the waking state, we all know very well what we know. We also know what we do not know. Isn't it? Suppose you ask a person, do you know how to make custard? He'll say yes. Now, it means what? He knows how to make custard. So knowledge is known. Do you know how to make sambar? He does not know. Because he's from Yorkshire. So he does not know. I do not know how to make sambar. So ignorance also is known. How do you know that you do not know? It means knowledge is also known, ignorance is also known. So you know what you know. You also know what you do not know. Sometimes you do not know what you do not know. That's a different thing. But you also know what you do not know. Simple. You know Tamil. You do not know Tamil. You know English. You do not know French. Which means, I can say I do not know French. Which means, my ignorance of French is known to me. Myself being ignorant of French is known to me. I know French is a language. That's a big thing. Then, I do not know the French language. I do not know Spanish. But I know Tamil. So I know what I know. I know also what I do not know. So it means I know my ignorance. I know my knowledge. So ignorance also is object of knowledge. Knowledge also is object of knowledge. This is the waking state. Now I tell you, in deep sleep state, there is ignorance. There's a total ignorance. Ignorance of the existence of the self, ignorance of the existence of the world. I do not know I am. I do not know the world exists in sleep. But in the waking state, I know I am. I know the world exists. So the knowledge of the existence of the world, the self, is known in the waking state. And the ignorance of the existence of self and the world is also known. So ignorance is also known, knowledge also is known. So known means what? Anything known, yadrishyam tajjadam. Anything known is inert. Inert means it is mithya. It has no independent existence. Known means inert. Inert means it is mithya. It has no independent existence. When you say it knows no independent existence means what? It is non-separate. Now I can give another example. See, illumining is not an attribute of the sun. It's a swarupam. Attribute means a subject to go, isn't it? So swarup is that it's always there. So here, knowing is a swarupam of the Atma. Therefore, it's implied by the term pure knowledge or pure consciousness. But here, vritti jnanam the knowledge which is known is what the manifestation of knowledge in the presence of the thought. Not manifested knowledge in the presence of the thought is what? Vrittijnanam. Vrittijnanam is object of knowledge. So ignorance also is object of knowledge. There we say the known knowledge and ignorance. Please understand very clear, very important. The known knowledge, the known ignorance. Known knowledge and known ignorance. Means known means ignorance and the knowledge. These known are the attributes of antahkaranam, buddhi. Buddhehe attributes. When I say ignorance is known, okay, ignorance of physics is known. Some physics formula is known. Ignorance is known means known ignorance is attribute of buddhi. And known knowledge, vrittijnanam, is also attribute of buddhi. Vritti, understand now? Vrittijnanam. So here, knower of ignorance and knowledge, knower of ignorance and knowledge is distinct from knower of knowledge and ignorance is distinct from the known knowledge and ignorance. That knower is abstract, formless, attributeless, okay, is of the nature of knowing. Jnanam swarupam, swarupatvat janati. Because of the nature, by its mere presence, it knows. Ignorance is there, ignorance becomes illumined. Ignorance, which is an attribute of buddhi, in its presence, it becomes illumined. Knowledge is there, knowledge becomes illumined. Isn't it? Therefore, vrittijnanam, known ignorance, is a vrittijnanam, which is attribute of buddhi, antahkaranam. Therefore, it is object of knowledge. Therefore, he says, ignorance of the truth or ignorance of anything is an attribute belonging to the buddhi. Similarly, knowledge of anything, knowledge of also what of the attribute of the buddhi. That's why they are known. Anything known, we should understand is a mithya. Understand, but the knower of knowledge and ignorance is distinct from knowledge and ignorance. It is free from knowledge and ignorance, free from any attribute. What he says, knowledge is known, ignorance is known directly. To know the knowledge, to know the ignorance, what does Atma do? By its mere presence, ignorance is in the form of the vritti, knowledge in the form of a vritti. Therefore, pratyakshatvatu. Pratyakshatva means what? Directly perceptible, directly known objects. Therefore, they are not attributes. Okay. Now, Bhagavad Pada explains beautifully. Viveka avivekau. Vivekaha avivekaha cha. Viveka avivekau. Vivekaha means vivid, clear knowledge. Okay. Discriminative knowledge, you can say. Avivekaha means delusion. Avivekaha, delusion. Vivekaha, vivid, clear knowledge. Both, what is clear knowledge, clear, vivid knowledge? What is delusion? Both are rupadivat. Rupa adivat. See, rupam, a form is an object of knowledge. Form, etc. means what? Sound is an object of knowledge. Touch is an object of knowledge. Smell is an object of knowledge. Sound is an object of knowledge. Rupa, rasa, gandha, shabdas, parsha, rupa, rasagandha, shabda sparsha rupa rasagandha, isn't it? All objects. Form is an object, sound is an object, taste is an object, smell is an object, touch is an object. Similarly, adi stands, shabda stands for rest of the four objects. Rupa adivat. So, vivekaha, even though they're subtle, not like external objects, how objects perceived through sense organs, external objects are very, we know very well, objects perceived externally are objects of knowledge. So also internally perceived, directly perceived, not perceived through sense organs, that is sakshi pratyaksha, indriya pratyaksha vishyaha, shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandhaha, sound form etc. The fivefold objects experienced in five different forms, they're all available for direct perception through sense organs. But here, these are not sakshi pratyaksha, they're directly perceived, they're directly known for the witness. Isn't it? So you don't need to use your eyes and ears to know whether you're ignorant or not. Isn't it? To know you're ignorant, what do you need? No pramanam is required. That's why sakshi pratyaksha. But still it is known. Mind itself is sakshi pratyaksha. See, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, desire, they're all sakshi pratyaksha vishyaha. The objects of direct knowledge. And of course, sound, etc., they are also objects of direct perception, but through sense organs. Indriya pratyaksha vishyaha, sakshi pratyaksha vishyaha. Objects of direct perception through sense organs and also as a witness, witness perceived. Who is the witness for your anger? Your anger is witnessed or not? At least after it goes, you know you are angry, isn't it? That is what a sakshi pratyaksha vishyaha. Similarly, vivekaha avivekaha, viveka avivekau, clear vivid knowledge or delusion, unclear knowledge or ignorance, they're all what? Rupadivat. They're all objects of direct knowledge. Like form, etc. He says, pratyakshau upalabhyete. Pratyakshau upalabhyete. Ayavayava sandhi. Pratyakshau upalabhyete. Pratyakshau upalabhyete. They are available directly for perception. Sakshi pratyaksha. Got it? So Acharya says, viveka avivekau rupadivat pratyakshau. They're directly seen, directly known. They're available directly. But where are they? Antahkaranasthau. They are in the mind, there in the intellect. So, clear knowledge or delusion, vivid knowledge, ignorance, knowledge, vrittigyanam, okay? Knowledge of objects, ignorance of objects, even knowledge of the self, ignorance of the self. These are all vrittis. So, they are all in the buddhi only. So the dharma attributes of buddhi. So I am ignorant, if you say, what does it mean? Your identity is with the buddhi. I am knowledgeable, I know this, I am wise, if you say, identity is with the intellect. Understand? Of course we know, buddhi cannot be the knower, but buddhi can. Buddhi functions because the blessing of the Atma. That's a different thing. But these are the attributes belong. How the can say the fatness, thinness, etc. belong to the physical body. They're all antakarna vritti dhar, antakarna dharmaha. So he says, antakarna sthau. So viveka avivekau, pratyakshau antakarna sthau, antakarna sthau pratyakshau palabhete. Rupadivat. However, you have no confusion in saying any form perceived directly to sense organ is an object. It is externally you perceived through sense organ. It is directly seen in the antakaram. Because there's also knowledge pertaining to certain things. There are ignorance pertaining to certain things. So antakarna dharma. Now he says, very careful. Nahi rupasya pratyakshasya sataha drashtru dharmatvam. See, pratyakshasya rupasya. Pratyaksham rupam means a form directly perceived is what? Pratyaksham rupam. Any form directly seen through physical eyes is what? Pratyaksham rupam. It can be green color of the leaf, it can be a tree, it can be flower, it can be anything. Okay? Anything directly perceived through your, seen through your physical eyes. That form does not have the status of being an attribute of the seer. A form seen does not have this status of being an attribute of the seer. What does it mean? A form seen, perceived does not become the attribute of the seer. Drashtru dharmatvam. Nahi rupasya pratyakshasya rupasya sataha drashtru dharmatvam. Any existent form which is an object of direct perception, under perception also, does not become the attribute of the seer. A seer is different, distinct from the seen object. How can the seen form become the attribute of the seer? They have no problem because there's distance, at least some physical distance. Spatial distance is there, isn't it? From the standpoint of the body, really speaking, absolutely no object has any spatial distance from consciousness. Absolutely. Because of identity with the physical body, we think as though there's distance. Between you and me, there's distance. What distance? The standpoint of the body. Understand? The standpoint of the Atma, there's no distance, really speaking. Because we don't have that such clear vision. We don't see from the standpoint of the Atma anything. Therefore, what he says, pratyakshasya rupasya sataha nahi drashtru dharmatvam. Drashtru dharmatvam means what? The form seen directly does not have the status of being an attribute of the seer. It means form seen does not become the seer's attribute. Is it ridiculous to say that? In the same way, what about vivekaha vivekaha? What about the clear knowledge and delusion? Discriminative understanding or delusion, a lack of discriminative understanding, or ignorance, or knowledge, they're all also objects of knowledge. See, we are helped to be objective towards our antakaranam. Very difficult because there's no distance at all. There's no time distance, there's no spatial distance, inseparable. But still, we have to see, we have to cognitively discern the knower consciousness. Isn't it? After discerning, you have to say no over qualifications only from the standpoint of the known, the standpoint of the conscious, the reality. Reality is not the knower. It's a pure knowledge, that's all. Therefore, he says, avidyacha, in the same way, avidyacha, swanubhavena nirupyate. Very beautiful, he says. Avidyacha, swanubhavena, swanubhavena nirupyate. Ignorance is proved by one's own experience. Swanubhavena, swanubhavena, avidya nirupyate. Ignorance is proved, established through one's own experience. How? Is it mudoham? Whenever you say, I am a fool, not a fool, I am deluded. Mudha is a past passive participle of muhyati. Okay? Muhyati, mohayati. Mohaha, noun. Mudha is a part. We shouldn't say fool, actually. Okay? Somehow, mudha, mudha, we say fool. Really speaking, mudha means deluded. That's all. So, what do you say? Mudoham, mudaham. I am deluded. When you say, what does it mean? Our identity is a buddhi. Who is modam? Buddhihi modha. Okay? The lack of discriminative understanding is only buddhi. The buddhi's attribute. Then, avivictam mama vijnanam. Mama vijnanam avivictam. Mama vijnanam avivictam means my knowledge is not vividly clear. My knowledge is not very clear. My knowledge is unclear. You know your knowledge is not clear. When you say my understanding is not very clear. Mama vijnanam avivictam. Don't we say this? Do we just, my understanding is not, I do have some understanding, not very clear. Then, aham modaha, I'm really confused, I'm really deluded, I don't understand. I don't understand, I'm confused, I'm deluded, and my knowledge is not very clear. All these are what? You're having the understanding of your own understanding. Which means, knowledge is object of knowledge. Ignorance is object of knowledge. And the knower of knowledge and ignorance is the reality which is of the nature of knowing, which does, knowing is not an action of that knower. Understand? I do not know whether you remember this. This I, long ago, once I said, when I mentioned this avyars, Agaval, Vinayagar Agaval. Do you remember that? Irul oli irandukkum oridam enna. Irul oli irandukkum oridam enna. Isn't it? The irul stands for ignorance. Oli stands for knowledge. For both, locus is the same. Locus means the only existence. That which lends existence for ignorance and knowledge. That which is free from ignorance and knowledge, but that which lends existence to ignorance and knowledge is the truth. So that which lends existence is distant, distinct from, distinct, not distant, from knowledge and ignorance. That's why antahkaranastau. So avidyacha swanubhavena nirupyate. Remember, this is vritti jnanam, the swarupa jnanam. So, ignorance is proved by our own experience. We do talk about it. How is it possible for you to say that your knowledge is not clear? Which means you know it. You know it. It means object of knowledge. What is object of knowledge cannot become an attribute of the knower. Knower cannot have the known as its attribute. Clear? Very subtle actually. So he says, Tatha Vidya Viveko Anubhoyate. Tatha, in the same way, how ignorance is object of knowledge, object of experience. Vidya Viveko means what? Vidya Anubhoyate. Vivekaha Anubhoyate. So Vidya, similarly, knowledge also is experienced. Knowledge also is object of experience, object of knowledge. Vivekaha, the clear knowledge also, discriminative understanding, discriminative knowledge, clear knowledge, is also object of knowledge. Anubhuyate is experienced. Vidya anubhuyate, vivekaha anubhuyate. We don't say it's not a dual word, a singular word. Vidya anubhuyate, vivekaha anubhuyate. So what Acharya wants to say in this whole thing, knowledge and ignorance, vritti jnanam and ignorance of objects, ignorance of anything, knowledge of anything are the attributes belonging to the buddhi, which are objects of knowledge, of consciousness. The objects of consciousness. Understand? The objects of knowledge. Therefore, the knower of the ignorance and knowledge is distinct from those known ignorance and knowledge. So they cannot become the attributes of Atma. Tatha vidya viveko anubhuyate. Now he is upadishanti cha. Now he says, he talks about the wise person. The wise people, what do they do? When they study Shastram, their guru, understand the teaching for a long time, and become very clear. Upadishanti cha anyebhyaha atmanaha vidyam buddhva. So having known, buddhva, having known the knowledge of the self, having known the knowledge of the self means what? Having attained the knowledge of the self, anyebhyah upadishanti cha, they also teach others. Upadishanti cha. So what he wants to say, knowledge of the self can be attained. Knowledge of anything can be attained. Knowledge of self or anything can be taught also. You attain jnanam, you teach others also. Which means knowledge can be attained, knowledge can be imparted of anything. Can be of the self or can be of the anything. But pure knowledge, the very self, what is implied by the term Atma, Brahman, that pure knowledge is what? Is free from attributes, which is distinct from this. That's why we say we can never attain pure knowledge. No way. It's your Swarupam. It's your own nature. You can never attain pure knowledge, which is your own Swarupam, yourself. It is yourself. You can never attain yourself. But you can attain the knowledge of pure knowledge. It is possible for one to attain knowledge of the self. Isn't it? So he says, Anye bhyaha tathacha anye avadharayanti tathacha anye avadharayanti. Others also understand. Tathacha anye avadharayanti. So, the knowledge which is understood, knowledge is taught, knowledge, again knowledge is understood, imparted, isn't it? So, you attain jnanam, you teach also, Others also understand, which means what? It's object of knowledge. Knowledge is object of knowledge. So also ignorance is object of knowledge. How can we say knowledge and ignorance are attributes of Atma? Okay. Tasmat, therefore, namarupa pakshasya eva vidya vidye namarupecha na atma dharmau. So finally he concludes, Acharya concludes. What does he conclude? Tasmat, therefore, namarupa pakshasya eva vidya avidya. Vidya vidye, dual word. Vidyacha avidyacha vidya vidye. Therefore, tasmat, therefore, vidya vidye means what? Knowledge and ignorance are what? Namarupe. They're only form and name. Subtle, inexplicably subtlest material products. They're also form and name only. It need not be gross form and name. Ignorance is a name of inexplicably subtlest thought form obtaining in an intellect. Knowledge also is what? And a subtlest thought. Understand now? Therefore he says, vidya vidye namarupe namarupa pakshase eva. So namarupa pakshase means ignorance and knowledge also, though they are inexplicably subtlest material products, they're obtained in the intellect, still they're also like, what now? They also belong to the category of the objects of knowledge. See, we are not able to be objected towards the intellect. The most difficult thing is what? Being objected towards one's intellect is the most difficult thing. So therefore, he says, Namarupa Pakshasi Eva. Namarupa Pakshaha means what? This side of the Namarupa. So, knowledge and ignorance also, they also belong to the world of forms and names. Objective universe. My God. For even knowledge and ignorance also, being objects of knowledge, they also belong to, they're also part of the objective universe. They're part of the objective universe of forms and names. Ignorance and knowledge also part of the objective universe of forms and names. Very difficult to accept, isn't it? Seeing the knowledge, vritti jnanam, ajnanam, seeing it as part of the objective universe is very difficult. Part of the objective world of names and forms. Therefore what? Natna atma dharmau. Knowledge and ignorance are not attributes of atma. So you can never forget this, isn't it? A form seen does not become the attribute of the seer. You see some green color. Do you say it is my, I'm seeing the green color, the seer is my attribute? Will you say that? It's absurd, isn't it? I see elephant form. So elephant form, I see the huge form, which is my attribute. But I'm seeing it. Can you say that? Because gross, you don't say that. You're objective towards it. You don't internalize it. Whereas buddhi and ignorance and knowledge are not innocent. It's a sakshi pratyaksha, not indriya pratyaksha, not any pramana pratyaksha. It's a sakshi pratyaksha. Developed directly. Ignorance shines, knowledge shines. You know there's ignorance, you know there's knowledge. And you talk about, you express that your, there's also experience is what? What you experience it also. But we're not able to see this. Therefore, again, Acharya says, Tasmat Vidya Vidye Vidya Cha Avidya Cha, knowledge and ignorance form part of the objective universe of forms and names. Namarupa Pakshasya Eva Namarupecha Na Atmadharvo Mau. They're not objects of knowledge. Very nice. Now, having said that, Nama Rupayoho. See, this one Chandogya Mantra he quotes, very beautiful. Nama Rupayoho Nirvahita. Te Yadantara Tad Brahma. See, Nirvahitru Shabdaha. Nirvahati. See, Vahad Dhatu. Let me tell you here. Vahati means carries. Vahati means carries. So, Vahanam, a carrier. A vehicle is called Vahanam. We add the prefix Nir. Nirvahati manages. In Tamil, we say Nirvaham. In Sri Lanka, you see all Tamil words, Sanskritam words only. But they said it's not Tamil. They said Tamil. Nirvaham. Nirvahikkirargal. They say this. Sanskritam. Nirvahanam. Managing. Nirvahaha. Governance. Isn't it? We say. So. He said Nirvahita. Nirvahitru Shabda. Nirvahati iti Nirvahita. So that which ordains, manages, governs is Nirvahita, Nirvahitru Shabdaha. Namarupayoho Nirvahita, the one ordainer, the governor, the manager. Who is the manager? Who is the governor? One who lends life, one who lends existence. So either the absolute reality, abstract formless reality, Brahmatma, which by its mere presence lends life, lends existence to all the forms and names, including especially Vritti Rupam, ignorance and knowledge also. Therefore, the illuminator, the knower, knowing is illumining. Illumining is lending existence. The knower of knowledge and ignorance is the illuminator of knowledge and ignorance, is the one who lends life, existence to ignorance and knowledge. He is Namarupayoho Nirvahita. Te Yada Antara Tad Brahma. So, Tad Brahma, Brahman is that which is distinct from all the forms and names which it governs, it illumines, it lends existence to. See, Brahman is that which really brings the forms and names in terms of ignorance and knowledge to light. Is Nirvahita. Namarupayoho Nirvahita means is Brahman. Brahman is that which brings to light the forms and names, thereby which brings them to manifestation, which lends existence. So, Brahman is the abstract reality which brings this ignorance and knowledge to light, manifestation. Is Nirvahita. Which means, it is distinct. So that Brahman is distinct from the forms and names which Brahman brings to manifestation. That's the meaning. So, iti shrutyantarat, the same thing we hear from బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్, సారీ ఛాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్. సో ఛాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో రివీల్స్ దిస్ ఇస్ రివీల్స్ ది సేమ్ ఫ్యాక్ట్, విచ్ మీన్స్ నెవర్ ఎవర్ టేక్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ యాజ్ యాట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ. తేచ పునః నామరూపే సవితరి అహోరాత్రే ఇవ కల్పితే. సో హి సేస్ తేచ పునః నామరూపే సవితరి అహోరాత్రే, అహోరాత్రే ఇవ కల్పితే. నౌ సవిత్రు మీన్స్ సూర్య భగవాన్, సవితరి ఇస్ లోకటివ్ కేస్ ఆఫ్ సవితృ శబ్ద, రికారాంత పుల్లింగ సవితృ శబ్ద, లోకటివ్ కేస్ ఆఫ్ ఇస్ వాట్ సవితరి. ఇట్స్ లైక్ అహహ మీన్స్ డే, రాత్రి మీన్స్ నైట్, టుగెదర్ హిస్ అహోరాత్రి. సి నైట్ అండ్ డే ఆర్ నాట్ ది యాట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ సన్. కెన్ యూ సి వెన్ యూ కాల్ నైట్ యాజ్ యాట్రిబ్యూట్ ఆఫ్ సన్? కెన్ యూ కాల్ డే టైమ్ యాజ్ యాట్రిబ్యూట్ ఆఫ్ సన్? వాట్ ఈస్ అహహ? అహహ డే ఈస్ నాట్ సవితృ attribute. So also ratrihi, night is not the attribute of sun, Surya Bhagavan, isn't it? Night and day are two, we have experiences, isn't it? We know, we can discern night from the day, day from the night, because of the light of the sun. So Surya Bhagavan is the illuminator of night and day. It is Surya is the one who brings the night to light, or brings the day to light. Understand, is distinct from the one who brings the night and day into manifestation is Surya Bhagavan, sun. Distinct. So how it is not appropriate to say that night and day are attributes of sun. నామరూపే సవితరి అహోరాత్రే ఇవ కల్పితే. ఇట్స్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ వి సే నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, ఇఫ్ వి మిస్టేక్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ టు బి అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మాత్మ, ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ సేయింగ్ వాట్? సేయింగ్ నైట్ అండ్ డార్క్, నైట్ అండ్ డే ఆర్ అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సన్. వై పరమార్థత న విద్యమానే, అబ్సల్యూట్లీ దెర్ ఇస్ నో పరమార్థత, అబ్సల్యూట్లీ దెర్ ఇస్ నో, దే ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ అండ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ ఇన్ ఆత్మ. ఆత్మ ఇస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. దేర్ మిథ్యా యాట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది బుద్ధి. బట్ we have to understand, when you say total ignorance, okay, that total ignorance about unmanifest power of reality, I say absolutely they with the vritti, experience is not real. We'll understand later on maya is also mithya, because it doesn't exist independently outside of Brahman. Isn't it? That we'll see later on. But now understand this much. Here he takes the Atma Jnanam or Atma Jnanam, they're not attributes of Atma. They're Vritti Jnanams only. Any knowledge of anything, knowledge of the truth, knowledge of Mithya object, knowledge of anything is attribute of Buddhi. It's a, understand? Doesn't belong to the Atma. Okay, now an important topic comes, which we'll see tomorrow's class. Let me, Purupaksha is going to say, Abhede. Now he says, okay, if knowledge and ignorance are not the attributes of Atma, there's no difference. If Brahman and Atma are one and the same, there's no difference. If Brahman and Atma are one and the same, then why should we say this Jivatma reaches Paramatma? சங்கிரமணம், உபசங்கிரமணம் மீன்ஸ் வாட், உபசங்கிராமதி. சோ ஜீவாத்மா கோஸ் அண்ட் ரீச்சஸ் பரமாத்மா, உபசங்கிராமதி. Again, the act of reaching comes, isn't it? So, this we'll see tomorrow. Now, interesting portion. At least some boring parts are over. Interesting part comes. There's no boring part. It's all for enhancement of our clarity. Today's class was clear? Okay. So, we'll see tomorrow. Okay. Om பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.